Picture a world where learning happens anywhere, anytime, through engaging digital experiences that transform lives. This isn't just a futuristic vision, it's the reality William Horton helped create through his groundbreaking work. Before remote learning became mainstream during the pandemic, Horton was crafting the blueprint for effective digital education that organizations from Google to the World Health Organization now rely on. His approach goes beyond simply putting content online. It's about creating purposeful learning experiences that actually work. What makes digital learning truly effective isn't flashy technology, but thoughtful design that connects with how people naturally learn and grow. Creating impactful e-learning starts with understanding what truly matters to both learners and organizations. Half of all digital learning projects fail because designers skip this crucial first step. Instead of asking what content should we include, we must ask what should learners be able to do afterward, and how will this help achieve organizational goals? Well-crafted learning objectives specify behaviors learners should demonstrate, conditions under which they'll perform, and success criteria. Compare understand project management to create a project timeline using Gantt charts that accurately represents task dependencies within 15 minutes, which gives clearer direction. The sequence of learning matters tremendously. Bottom-up approaches build from fundamentals to complex applications, while top-down approaches start with the big picture before exploring details. Think about how differently you'd teach someone to drive. Would you start with engine mechanics or the experience of navigating traffic? The right sequence depends on your learner's needs and the nature of what they're learning. Effective e-learning design considers multiple perspectives: learners, instructors, subject experts, and stakeholders, to create experiences that transform information into applicable skills. Well-designed absorb activities help learners take in information through engaging presentations, stories, reading, and virtual experiences. Rather than passive consumption, these activities encourage active consideration and judgment of information. Stories connect abstract concepts to human experiences, like learning customer service principles through a narrative of transforming an angry customer into a loyal advocate. Virtual field trips transport learners to otherwise inaccessible experiences, making abstract concepts tangible through simulated environments. Effective presentations give learners control over pacing, provide examples, and offer immediate practice opportunities. Reading activities allow self-paced exploration, while strategic multimedia elements enhance understanding. The best absorb activities don't merely convey information, they prepare learners for practical application. Knowledge needs application to become practical. Do activities transform abstract concepts into skills through hands-on practice, discovery, games, and simulations? These activities engage learners in actively applying what they've learned. Well-designed drill and practice activities serve specific learning needs, like memorizing vocabulary or programming syntax, when used as part of a broader learning strategy. Meanwhile, discovery activities turn trial and error into trail and aha moments where learners uncover principles themselves, as when experimenting with compound interest scenarios in a simulator. Games and simulations provide risk-free environments where failure becomes a learning tool. They're especially valuable when real-world practice would be dangerous or impractical. Effective learning games emphasize authentic decision-making over simple actions, using scaffolding to gradually reduce guidance as learners develop skills. Connect activities help learners apply new knowledge to their actual work, transforming abstract concepts into practical tools and personal insights. Ponder activities use targeted questions like, "How might this approach change how you handle customer complaints?" to encourage reflection and new perspectives. These prompts help learners make conceptual breakthroughs and connect ideas to their lives. Job aids provide point-of-need assistance, from checklists to electronic support systems, especially valuable for complex tasks or when errors carry significant consequences. E-consultants use interactive forms to guide complex decisions through virtual interviews. Research activities develop skills in gathering and analyzing information, crucial in today's information-rich environment. Original work activities serve as ultimate assessments, requiring learners to solve real problems and create authentic work products that demonstrate mastery. Tests aren't just about evaluation. They're powerful learning tools when designed thoughtfully. Their purpose should drive their design, from question types to feedback approaches. Application-related questions that simulate real-world scenarios are particularly effective, asking, "What would you do?" rather than just, "What is this?" After answering questions, learners crave immediate, meaningful feedback. Effective feedback does more than indicate correctness. It explains why answers are right or wrong and addresses misconceptions. For incorrect answers, provide gentle correction without embarrassment, explaining the error and suggesting remediation. When reporting results, clarity is essential. Tell learners their score, the passing threshold, and what to do next. Consider how different question types serve different learning purposes. True-false questions test recognition of facts, but can encourage guessing. Scenario-based questions with multiple possible solutions better assess decision-making skills. Matching exercises test relationships between concepts, while sequencing questions evaluate procedural understanding. The best assessments combine various question types to comprehensively evaluate learning while reinforcing key concepts. How do we organize digital learning content for maximum impact? The answer lies in building from focused topics, single learning objectives, to comprehensive lessons, clusters of related objectives, to complete courses. Each topic should be self-contained, yet connectable, like recipe cards that can stand alone or combine into a cookbook. Effective topics need compelling titles that are distinct, context-free, understandable, scannable, thematic, and motivational. Compare Module 3.2 to Turning Customer Complaints into Loyalty Opportunities. Which would you be more eager to explore? Topics flow from objectives through carefully designed activities to assessments that verify learning. Lessons can be structured in various ways, from linear sequences to branching hierarchies to purpose-specific organizations. A scenario-centered lesson might organize learning around solving a realistic customer service crisis, while an exploratory tutorial might provide resources for learners to navigate according to their needs and interests. The best structure reflects both subject matter and learner needs rather than following rigid templates. Traditional education resembled publishing, static content delivered one way. The Catalyst model transforms this into a dynamic, learner-driven experience where technology facilitates natural learning through exploration and interaction, much like chemical catalysts enable reactions. Learning is becoming self-directed, personalized, and integrated into daily life through mobile apps, micro-learning modules, and AI tutors. Social learning platforms enable knowledge exchange, while gamification drives engagement. Virtual reality now enables interaction with 3D models and experiments, while AI analyzes learning patterns for personalized recommendations. Blockchain may revolutionize credential verification. These technologies create increasingly immersive, responsive experiences beyond traditional education. The future isn't just about technology, it's about catalyzing human potential in unprecedented ways. By designing digital experiences that truly engage and challenge learners, we can create education that transforms rather than merely informs.